Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the week. Hope it's been a good one for everyone. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Crossing our fingers for Padres baseball later today in Kansas City. And it is time right now for the manager's report. Joining us, Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Skip, how was the off day in Kansas City? I know we found out you're a Chipotle guy. Are you a barbecue guy? Do you try any Kansas City barbecue while you're on the road?
I haven't. I will, for sure. I am a barbecue guy, being from North Carolina and now living in East North Carolina, which barbecue in North Carolina is like a divided state because you got mustard base and vinegar base, and it's a big deal. So, we'll try a little barbecue while we're here.
People are very serious about their I'm from Texas, so I have my tastes, Skip, you know, and people, they don't mess around. And I went to Kansas City a couple years ago and had their barbecue, and like everybody, you know, you try it and you go, yeah, but it's not as good as where I'm from.
That's right.
Every time.
People take their barbecue serious, different parts of the country. And fact of the matter, though, end of the day, it's all pretty darn good.
It is.
So how is the weather looking there? I know you got to keep an eye a little bit on the forecast, at least in terms of what you're going to do pitching. We talked about that before with the doubleheader you guys had in Atlanta, but did hear there was some rain in the forecast today.
Yeah, I looked at the forecast, and I think we're going to be fine for the game. I think we're going to get something, you know, according to what I saw, perhaps sometime later in the mid-afternoon, but I think we'll be in good shape to play some baseball tonight.
Well, talking to the Skip. Oh, go ahead, Benny.
No, I just wanted to jump in just because before we get to anything else, I want to go back to Tuesday night. I was there with my son. It was his 21st birthday, and it was such an electric night at the ballpark. Such a great game. Obviously, Matt Waldron was fantastic. But in the ninth inning, when Jeremiah Estrada came in, and the crowd knew that he had already struck out 10 guys in a row, and he gets 11, 12, and 13, I wanted to ask you just kind of your perspective on that moment and just kind of what you've seen lately out of that kid who, at least kind of from our perspective, has come out of nowhere here to do what he has done in your bullpen.
Well, he's really stepped up, hadn't he? I mean, you talk about, you know, quite an accomplishment that's still going. I mean, pretty remarkable. You know, you stop, which I have, and appreciated it, and think about it. Like, I mean, Steve Carlton, Nolan Ryan, you know, Kerry Wood, you know, Trevor Hoffman. I mean, nobody's done it. And since they've been keeping those records since 61, it's really impressive, and, you know, good for him and good for us.
No, he's been incredible to watch, and I wondered aloud on the show earlier. I said, you know, I wonder if you guys what did you see from him when he was sent down after Korea that said, all right, you need to work on this. And obviously, he went and answered the bell, and now, you know, fits in perfectly to the back end of your bullpen. But what specifically was he told to kind of focus on when he was sent down?
Well, it really started when we acquired him, and we had the Camp 44 Joe puts together in January, which now looks to be a yearly thing, which is such a big deal for things like this. You know, Jeremiah is a local kid, we know, but he came to the camp with, you know, Joe and several other pitchers on the team, and, you know, with Ruben and Ben Fritz, our pitching coach and bullpen coach, and, you know, they got the chance to work with him, and, you know, we knew based on the numbers that you can now, when you acquire people or evaluate people, a part of that is, you know, this guy had an elite fastball. And his secondary pitches were just kind of all running together. So during that week, you know, there was multiple conversations with Jeremiah, with our group, getting to know him. Hey, what do you think? How, you know, is, you know, which breaking ball is better for you? It's what we see. And just started that coaching player, you know, process that, led into spring training. And then, you know, you wish you could just literally snap your fingers with guys, and you know, players do too. And just like, oh yeah, just do this. And all of a sudden it's, you know, it's magic. It takes time, you know, and, to Jeremiah's credit and the staff's credit, worked with him on all these things, continued to work through it in spring training, you know, allowed him to go to AAA to work on it. And then sometimes it does, like, boom, all that work, it does then click. And here we are. So it's been a short journey, that's allowed this to happen, which is even more impressive. But, you know, he's got plus stuff, and now he's harnessed it.
Talking to Mike Shildt, manager of the San Diego Padres. And as you probably heard, your post-game news conference on Wednesday sparked a lot of conversation the last couple of days here in San Diego. And I think we've gotten to know you well enough that I certainly understand where you're coming from. Team has been playing good baseball lately, and I don't disagree with that. I don't know anyone that really, really does. But I did hear Jake in the clubhouse as well say he does feel like there's still another gear that the team can find that it hasn't quite got to yet. Would you agree with Jake's assessment there? And like, what's that last gear look like to Mike Shildt?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, look, we're always looking to be better. I don't know. Nothing personal. I don't follow a lot of the, you know, what takes place outside of what I say.
Sure.
Or what goes around. I can understand that. You know, two quick things for me on it is, you know, the first one is, you know, it's not like I don't think there's more. It's not like I don't want more. That's not the case. The reality is I just want this group to be appreciated for a body of work that more recently has been very productive. And it's been a good brand, and just to be, have a, you know, somebody to say, hey, you know, team's actually playing pretty well. As opposed to a feeling that, you know, it's never going to be good enough till we win a World Series. I get that. For me too. That's why we're here. You know, at least that's why I'm here. But over 162 game schedule, and you know, you play good baseball, at least, you know, there's some confidence there. You want to be rewarded for. So that was where I come from. You know, regarding Jake's statement and my thoughts on that. Yeah, I mean, I think there's just more of the same, right? Like, I mean, there is another gear. The gear being like when the pitching and the hitting works consistently together, and it has for, you know, a fair amount of the last, you know, 10 series or so. But there's always a better opportunity for, you know, guys to be healthy, which is clearly important, and guys to be playing at their optimal, and as many of them as possible. But, you know, so when that happens, yeah, there's going to be the, you know, I don't know, 10 out of 10 series in a row, you know?
We hope so.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's why we play, man. But yeah, I think there's more, as always. You know, I'm always talking about being better as we go. I just want there to be a reward for there is been some good improvement consistently with the club, and that's about it, really.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I think everybody, you know, everybody trying to get to know everybody as well comes into play. And talking to the skipper, Mike Shildt, this morning, of course, I have to ask a Manny question, because Manny Machado is my favorite baseball player. And I take grief sometimes from you know, the fan base when he's not producing at the level that we are used to seeing him. It is weird for me to not see him putting balls into the stands, which he's very good at. And I wanted to ask you, his manager, the guy that sees him, you know, multiple hours a day, what about Manny Machado do we not know? The media? Because we've talked to him plenty. You know, and he's, one thing I can't say, he's not a guy that ever panics. And I wish I had some of that in me. You know, it being so confident in yourself and not having that panic. What can you, his manager, tell us about, A, how he's feeling, you know, what he's going through right now, and just, you know, maybe a quick story about Manny and his leadership?
Yeah, you're right. He's not a guy that's going to panic. I think that's representative of, you know, a lot of our characteristics of our club, and it's a good one. And that's why we can confidently say, and Manny, I'm going to speak for him, can confidently, and the body of work proves itself, right? We know what you're doing. You know you have talent. You know you've done it, you know, for a long period of time at the major league level. You know, you have the resource to draw from, so there's no sense of panicking when you have talent. And you know you've done it for years and been an MVP. You know, clearly there's you know, with Manny, what I can see and tell you confidently is Manny's care factor is really, really high. This guy cares about this organization quite a bit. You know, he really wants to do well for this fan base and for the city of San Diego and everybody that supports the Padres, which is continues to grow. And he's very, very sincere about that. And he carries it, I think, very well, but he does feel, you know, a sense of having to carry it on his shoulders, and they're wide shoulders. And he does a really good job of it. But I can tell you this, he shows up every day and is dedicated to being prepared to compete and win a baseball game and do what he can to help. And, you know, he takes no quarter. You know, he's a good worker. He shows up and he's prepared and he gets his body ready to go. And the other thing is that, you know, he won't alibi and I won't alibi for him, but gosh, man, this guy's coming off with an elbow surgery that, you know, affects your the way you compete, you know, affects the way you throw, affects the way you hit. And yeah, we clearly he's playing and, you know, he's past that, but as far as being healthy, but gosh, man, it takes some time to get back in the literal swing of things. And I don't worry about him at all because of his track record. But I can tell you confidently, this is a guy that sincerely wants to do really well. And sometimes maybe at the detriment, you know, of wanting to do it too much. I think that's part of some of this club that deals with some, you know, the expectations of, that come around that people have, and they want it so bad that, you know, sometimes, you know, we try not to get in our own way for it.
Mike, how's Yu Darvish doing? I know you mentioned after the game that he was going to have a few more tests, had a bit of a tight hamstring. Is he all right? Are you guys going to have to make a move, or what's that look like right now?
We're still in the process of evaluating it. You know, his turn doesn't take place till Tuesday. You know, more testing taking place. You know, we're just one of those things that literally is, you know, day to day. But we'll see what it looks like for him. We're not going to push him clearly. And then we'll just continue to evaluate.
You got a pretty tough test. You know, you guys have played really well on the road, Skip, and you got a tough test playing a team that plays really well at home. And I looked at, you know, the matchups. I don't watch a lot of Royals baseball. Of course, I know the big stars and the burgeoning Kansas City. But when you look at this team across the diamond, what do you see out of the Kansas City Royals and what they're doing well this year?
They're doing a lot well. I mean, they're playing the game. They're playing good baseball. You know, they got a nice club. And, you know, like you said, they play well at home. And, you know, they've got the pitching's been clearly better than it has been for them. They've taken some of the guys that were with us last year with Michael, who we're going to see, Waka, tonight. And, you know, Lugo we're not going to see, but it's been a good addition to them and for them. And, you know, they're a well-rounded club, and they're playing the game the right way.
I'm curious, when you face a guy like Michael Waka or you did with Nick Martinez a couple of times, who, you know, your guys, a lot of them very familiar with his teammates and probably facing in live BP sessions, do you think that's an advantage for you guys going up against the pitcher, or is it an advantage to the pitcher because he knows the hitter's tendency? Does it have any effect at all in a matchup like tonight's?
Well, we're going to find out. I think it can have some effect. Depends on which way. I mean, it can go. He's definitely a two-way street. I mean, I've known Michael since 2012, you know, when I had him in Double A. So a lot of history with Michael, and, of course, I had him in the big leagues as well. And he was on the club last year, some familiarity with, you know, our staff and our players with him. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of secrets what Michael's going to do. But Michael also knows our club as well. So, you know, we'll have an approach against him, and, you know, we know he's going to compete, but we're going to be right there against him, I can tell you that.
Well, keep up the good work. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Mark. I was just going to say, a lot of everyone in there overthinking, right? Thinking that they've got the upper hand. May the best man win, Skip. Certainly appreciate your time this morning. Hope you guys get that one in tonight.
Yeah, I think we will. I appreciate you guys' time, too, and y'all have a great morning.
By the way, hold on. Mustard or vinegar, though? You never said which one you prefer.
I'm going to guess vinegar. You know what? I'm guessing vinegar.
Yeah, it's a good guess. I mean, if I had to, right. I'd probably go with the vinegar base. But Charlotte's like right in the middle of the state, so we border the mustard vinegar war. So you end up acquiring a taste for both.
All right. Well, have a great road trip. We'll see you back at Petco Park in a week or so. Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres.
See you guys.
And that was Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. You got some reaction there. We will give you some thoughts when we come back, and we will also give away some San Diego County Fair tickets in our next segment. We got one more four-pack this week, so that is all coming up. Do not go anywhere. More Ben and Woods coming up after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, thanks again to Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres, who was optimistic that they would be able to play some baseball later today. So I'll trust him. I mean, he's not a meteorologist, but he is actually there in Kansas City.
But he's there.
I'd imagine that kind of trumps anything else in terms of being on the scene, in terms of knowledge of it. So hopefully there will be baseball at 5:10, 4:10 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. Some interesting comments, I thought, about Manny Machado and your question about kind of Manny behind the scenes. And he did. He dropped a couple of don't want to alibi it in that answer. That's one of his signature phrases. But it clearly, Manny, the recovery from the surgery is having an impact on this season. And you can't evaluate long-term anything having to do with Manny Machado yet at this moment. He's still in the recovery window, actually, for the procedure. It was October when he got the surgery. So it has now been, let's see, 6, 7, 8. So this will be the 8th month of surgery that normally, I think when they announced it, it's kind of a 6 to 9 month recovery process from that surgery. And while he's got back and started working quickly, he's probably not going to feel 100% at least until late in the year, if not until next season, completely. Hopefully that's, you know, on the sooner side rather than the later side. But I think it's at this point, it's safe to say that you're not going to get a, you know, an epic career season from Manny Machado this year.
Yeah. And you know, the lightning rod of the team certainly is Manny Machado. There's just no doubt about it. There are people that probably won't be satisfied until he hits the game-winning home run and hoists the trophy. And I understand that as well. I know he's a lightning rod type player. It's part of the reason I love him, you know, period. He's the best third baseman I've ever laid my eyes on. I'm going to ride for him because I like the dude. I like the way he plays baseball. I'm envious of it. And, you know, listen, if it affects my credibility, so be it. This is how you are. With your favorite player. We've all had favorite players in our lives, and we've all had to watch them struggle. Our friend Emily Nyman, our Yankee fan friend, said that she was watching Aaron Judge at bats early in the season through her fingers, you know, because he was coming off that toe injury, and she's like, it literally made me sick to my stomach because I love him that much. That's what you have with a favorite fan and or a favorite player. And Benny, from your youth, I mean, Tony Gwynn was probably your favorite player, and you know, he delivered. He delivered all of the time. But do you remember somebody else that you rode pretty hard for that you always kind of wanted great things from?
Let's see. Who was one of my favorites that I rode hard for?
Hunter Renfro is a loser.
No, not Hunter. He's on the Kansas City Royals, Renfro. Right? Those are fighting words.
Royal. Yep.
Oh, let's see. I love Tempe, Gary Templeton, and I always pushed hard for him. He came through. He wasn't always an offensive star, but I always felt like Tempe was tough because he was always compared to Ozzie Smith because he was traded for Ozzie Smith. And it's so rare that you have like a straight shortstop for shortstop trade. You're just always going to be compared to that person. And of course, you know, Ozzie became a legend in St. Louis, a Hall of Famer, the Wizard of Oz. And I think it always made Templeton, his career, seem a little bit lesser than it was. But Tempe was a phenomenal baseball player. I mean, really, you know, all around great shortstop. Offensively, he was better than Ozzie Smith was. Now, he didn't have the flashy defensive highlights, but he was a good defender as well and did so many good things for the Padres over the years and helped them to that 1984 World Series appearance.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's the joy that you feel when they do something good and the pain you feel when they're scuffling or struggling. But I mean, I ride for my guys, man. That's how I am. I probably defend them to a fault and I get that and probably rubs people the wrong way, but that's just me being 100% genuine. I love the dude. I love the things that he does for this community. I think that differentiates him from other superstars that have played here that made a lot of money. And I know it's a small thing in some people's eyes. Results are the only thing that matter. And I understand that frame of mind as well. But again, you know, he's just a dude that I've enjoyed covering and watching since he started, you know, in Baltimore. I mean, he's just one of the best I've ever seen. And, the attitude that he has, I can understand why it does rub some people the wrong way. Absolutely. I completely get it and understand it. I just don't agree with it.
I think it's fair to point out that when you looked at the possibilities for Manny's 2024 season, the worst case scenario is still in play. He never feels quite right. His numbers are way down from what they were, and they have been so far, and that very much remains a possibility. It could end up being the worst season of Manny Machado's career, and I think we'd kind of understand and get that. But let's also keep in mind that realistically, the best case scenario for Manny Machado, like, not, you know, pie in the sky, but like realistic, he was going to get off to a bit of a slow start. You know, he wasn't going to be out in the field every day. Hopefully he'd slowly come around. And while that happened, the Padres would be able to, you know, tread water, not get too far back in the division or the wild card race. You know, hopefully could be around 500, you know, maybe a game or two over. And then later in the season, maybe Manny does start to get locked in and do Manny things to kind of even the numbers out. That also remains absolutely in play for the San Diego Padres. Yeah. The best case scenario for Manny is still right there on the table because the Padres haven't played their way out of anything. In fact, they're right in the thick of it and in one of the wild card spots right now, and they've yet to get any Manny Machado-like performances from their superstar. So both the worst case and best case still kind of remain in play for Manny Machado in 2024. And we're just going to, I know you hate to hear it, we're just going to have to be patient and find out which direction it goes for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I mean, and if he has a terrible year, I'll be the first to admit that was a terrible year, you know. And hey, he's going to be here for a while, so hopefully he can rebound. But no, nah, man, I love the guy, I want it for him, and you know, it's tough. It is hard though when you have a guy that you ride for and they're not performing.
I will say, I don't think there's a scenario. He could end up having a terrible year this year. I don't think there's a scenario where this year is terrible and then the rest of the contract is also terrible.
Yeah.
He will eventually be Manny. It's, you know, some level of Manny Machado again and earning at least a good portion of that salary. He's not done.
Yeah.
Washed. I see that comment a lot on social media.
Yeah.
Manny Machado is washed. I don't think so. In fact, I'm very confident he's not. He may not be that player this year. But at some point, he's gonna be there again. The question is, how long can he hold on to it once he gets it back? And, you know, how deep into his 30s will he be an elite level player? But he will be an elite level player again. I just don't know if it's gonna be later this summer or not until 2025 when it's gonna happen for Manny Machado.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't agree more with everything you just said.
All right, we've got a four-pack of tickets to give away to the San Diego County Fair. Last one this week for us. It is less than 2 weeks away. It starts June 12th, runs through July 7th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at sdfair.com, but be the third caller right now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Call now. Third caller going to win a four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair. Get that funnel cake. Battered hot dog with powdered sugar and maple syrup from Chicken Charlie's this year. And we'll come back. Final segment of Ben and Woods. Things Ben likes. I want to bring up a topic that came up during the...
We have a guest coming in studio for our final
segment. Oh, we have Adam Clue coming in studio as well.
He's going to have to wear it for...
The story. From earlier, what Adam did.
Adam's major
involving our golf tournament.
Yesterday.
Yes, we will hold his feet to the fire on that one. Next, with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Mario, won the four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair. Congratulations to Mario. So our program director, Adam, just walked in. Don't show him yet. He has a wardrobe on that I don't think he'd dare wear in here if Woodsy was actually in studio and not
a chance.
Safely 25 miles away in his home office. And you'll see what Adam's wearing coming up in just a moment. First, though.
What the hell is it?
First, though, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If you're ready for a new job, and Woodsy might be in just a second, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is your one connection for a summer job in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. That's good news, Woods. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. If you're in our chat, you will see Adam in a second. And if you're not, we'll describe what he's wearing right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So if you missed the story this morning, our boss Adam Klug, we had a package of like 200 Padres rally towels that were sent to us by the Padres to give away at our golf tournament coming up. But instead,
oh my God, this guy.
Instead, Adam started distributing them everywhere around the building, gave Braden a couple of bags full, and now he is joining us wearing what I can only describe as a nun's habit created out of Padres rally towels, Woods, here on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, I can see it. I can see it. And, I hope you heard the opening segment of the day. It was, went back and looked at my text message from Chris Connolly at the San Diego Padres. And he said they were left, to your attention. Your meaning me, Stephen. It's not you, Adam Klug. What the hell happened?
Can I offer you guys a rally towel or 12?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, we don't want to see what's on
about 200, actually.
Yeah, I need 200 of them.
I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. The Padres are great partners of ours. They drop stuff off for us all the time. And it generally gets dropped off and dropped at my desk. There's no note. There's no, hey, Adam, this is for who is this for, whatever. It's for all the morning shows and all of the talk shows to share and show off and post on social media and do the talking points and promote, hey, come on out to Tuesday night's game against the Marlins. It's the City Connect belt bag night. You know, come on out, buy your tickets. And so, you know, This time there were like five bags. And I have to admit, it was a little odd that there were so many rally towels. But nobody told me what they were for.
Yeah, because
maybe
addressed to Woods.
Fire.
It wasn't maybe addressed to Woods.
It said to my attention.
There what? Chris Connolly, who I love, can say it was to your attention, but there was no note on the top of the bags that said, "Attention, Ben and Woods."
Maybe you fire off an email that you like to do so much and ask everybody, hey, any idea why the Padres would send some rally towels from a couple of years ago in bulk?
I just, look, Woods, I thought you'd appreciate this. I'm in here and I'm wearing it. Literally.
You look like one of the girls from The Handmaid's Tale. Off Adam.
You know. Yeah. I think, is it Handmaid's Tale or The Handmaid's Tale?
Whatever it is. All right, yes. There are the rally towels that we now need to collect from throughout the building and throughout San Diego to try to get back into our golf tournament swag bags.
I did feel really bad, though. I told Woods yesterday, I felt like legitimately very, very bad. And I went around the office, and all those pictures that I sent to Woods, I gathered them all up. I still had one bag left. I'd probably have, I don't know, 100 of them over at my desk, so there's that. And now we got to kind of go ask Braden to bring back those other ones.
Well, you know what happens at Ben and Woods when someone makes a mistake like that, Adam. Can you reach right over to your right there? You'll see
right over to my right. There's a bunch of the rally towels that I brought in.
There's the bean wheel.
Oh, God.
And just grab the jelly bean wheel and give it a spin.
I deserve this.
And we'll see what comes up on our bean boozled jelly bean wheel. Give it a nice spin
These are nice and fresh replenished.
They were already disgusting when they're fresh. Now they're extra disgusting. All right, what did you end up with? Blue. What are the
This is buttered popcorn or rotten egg.
Open it up and find the bean that matches the description there. And pick one of them, and you'll get either buttered popcorn, which is not an unpleasant flavor, or you will get rotten egg, which I had before, and it is a very unpleasant flavor.
Oh, it's making me nauseous. I'm not joking.
Here it comes.
This is the buttered popcorn.
Well, if it isn't the consequences of your actions.
Now, I have done the bean boozled before. I am one for one on good jelly beans.
Is it going to be two for two, or will the universe extract its karmic revenge on Adam Klug?
Mm.
What is it?
Sweet, sweet butter popcorn.
Oh, damn it!
God, son of a bitch.
Mm. Damn it.
I don't know why you guys are always complaining about this game. It's easy.
He needs old bandage is what he needs. That's the one. That's the one that sticks with you for
popcorn.
So how many of these rally towels are you saving to give your kids for their birthday,
holidays? I'm in such a good mood. Should I go for another bean? Another jelly?
Yeah,
bean?
I'm happy. For another
I mean,
bean.
If you're willing to
Tough
risk
guy.
It, give one more spin.
Don't spin it. Just grab one.
Just grab one. Anything you want. Just open the top. One more spin. All right, it's a blue. What could this possibly be?
This is berry blue or toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, toothpaste is easy.
That's not the worst one.
Well, what do you want
to just eat it.
Just eat it.
Okay. That's toothpaste. It's not bad.
I mean, that's like the least offensive of the bad ones on the wheel.
It really is. Just keep eating.
Okay, Ben, bad boy Ben. I'll go again.
Oh, no.
I'm letting him pick a jelly bean for me.
Oh.
Hurry up.
Try that one.
So this one is either peach or barf.
Barf is so bad.
It's okay. I've got the minty taste of toothpaste in my mouth. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, finally got one. Yeah. All right. Now he knows the feeling.
Yep. Good.
Now he knows the feeling of pain that we've all endured before. He finally knows what it's like.
It legitimately tastes like throw up.
Oh, it's barf.
It makes me want to throw up.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that.
See you back soon. Hope you feel better. We'll see you on Monday, Woody.
I will. See you Monday, bud.
So, Woody, you missed the roundtable yesterday, and I threw out one of my Ben hypotheticals that I like to do in the roundtables, but I didn't get your take on it. And my hypothetical was, all right, Rob Manfred all of a sudden, for whatever reason, has moved the trade deadline up from the end of July to the end of May, and AJ Preller only has a few hours left to make his last deal of the year. What position do you address if you had to make a move right now to improve the San Diego Padres? And this is the last move you can make for the rest
just
of the 2024 season. Yeah, you starting pitching. Do you need another bat? Something that, you know, to attack left-handers, another bullpen arm? What are you addressing with your last move if you had to make it by 2 o'clock today?
I'm going to go try to fleece Peter Bendix again in Miami and get Jesus Luzardo with 2 more years of control, very reasonably priced, and get a frontline starter that is, you know, the potential. He can be nasty at times. And I think that is a very, very solid move because, again, if history proves and Fernando starts to mash in June, as he always has, and Manny picks it up, and, you know, Jurickson plays well, and Jake continues to play well, and Jackson and everybody else, fine. Give me the frontline starting pitching, and we'll roll.
Consensus answer was, you know, a starting pitcher. Now, the other sub-question, though, is, all right, let's say, and let's assume everybody's healthy. You, Darvish, there's nothing wrong. He comes back. He's healthy. If you did add Jesus Luzardo, who are you taking out of your starting rotation? Are you pulling Matt Waldron out right now after what he just did and how he's been throwing? Or do you put Michael King into the bullpen where he pitched with the Yankees before?
Do.
What do you do with an extra starter?
Again, if we're talking a playoff series, or are we talking a run?
We're talking the rest of this season. What do you do right now?
The rest of this season?
Right now.
Jeez, man. That's a tough one. It's really tough.
You take out your least effective starter so far this year, Joe Musgrove, from the starting rotation.
I do not. No, I don't either. But I mean, if it's today because Yu Darvish is not healthy, then it's an easy call, right? Like, get Yu Darvish healthy and ready to go, and Jesus Luzardo steps right in. But I think that frontline starting pitching, especially reasonably priced with years of control left, and look, they're probably going to be reluctant to do a deal with you again after you just murdered them, in my opinion, for Luis Arraez, but stranger things have happened. So that's probably what I would do, Benny. I think about offense and who may be available, and of course, you know, you look at the Mets, and I had a buddy texting me yesterday, got to go get Pete Alonso. I'm like, I don't know, he just got drilled on the hand. He's a huge power bat,
but they say he's going to be okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, he's a rental. He's going to cost a fortune as far as prospects go. But, you know, I mean, J.D. Martinez may be available. He's a professional hitter. I know that muddies the water a little bit.
But, again, let's say you acquired Pete Alonso, because this was brought up on the roundtable. Who are you now taking out of the Padres lineup on a day-to-day basis? Because it's not – I mean, you probably put him at first base. Are you benching Jake? He's had a great season. No, you can't, but you need Luis Arraez out there, so you can't bench him either. And the suggestion was made by Brayden, actually. Well, maybe you move Jake to short and you bench Ha-Sung Kim, who's been struggling this year. And that could be the possibility if you added another bat to the lineup here. You know, whether I don't know.
That's why adding a DH really kind of muddies the waters, as I said. I don't know. I mean, it's just another. It's a chance to get guys off their feet, I guess. But you can't really get in any kind of groove if you're doing that every single day. So I really don't know what the answer is. DH may not be the smartest fit for this team. You know, another DH, I guess, moving forward. But I don't know. I really don't. And with no guarantee of how Xander's going to play when he comes back, if he comes back, it just kind of leaves everything up in the air. And guys like Manny and guys like Tatis and guys like Ha-Sung Kim, they got to step up. Campy needs to get it going with the stick again. You know, not hitting the ball very well right now at all. There's some holes
and,
for sure.
And that was Craig's answer. He said, honestly, if you're going to go upgrade anywhere, you could go get a catcher, right?
Yeah.
You know, Campy has not been hitting for the last month. He's hitting like 100. And Kyle Higashioka is hitting worse than that. He's hitting 0 for the last month. So, and you're not getting great defense out of either one of them. Is a catcher a position that you'd consider? I think these are all topics that will be interesting as we go forward, none of these moves probably happen right away.
I was just going to ask, like, do you guys see any big moves happening?
No,
like, that was shocking that the Marlins got rid of Arraez.
It was,
so
but part of it is also to stay under the luxury tax. If you're adding a premium player, the later you go, it's prorated. So it helps the Padres stay under the luxury tax by waiting another month to 2 months closer to the trade deadline to acquire anyone because you don't have to pay as much of their salary this season. I don't know. Just something to kind of ponder as we go forward and see how the Padres do this weekend in Kansas City.
Yeah, 100%, man. I hope we get this game in tonight. Ready to watch some Padres baseball again, man. I'm losing it without it.
All right. Before we leave, though, let's...
I'm not ready for that. We're
not going to have time for it anyway. All right, well, let's talk about...
It's like 3 minutes long.
We ran out of time at the end for things Ben likes. Would you just want me to just kind of do it ad-lib, just impromptu?
No, I do not want you to do it ad-libbed. I was looking forward to it because I'm actually feeling nauseous right now, so I was going to...
You didn't eat the bean.
Listen for
just
the
just from watching Adam eat the bean, it created some post-traumatic bean stress for you.
Potentially. I literally feel like I'm going to throw up in this trash can right now. That'd be good radio if you guys want to hear that. I could probably work that up for you guys. On a Friday.
Do you ever do the thing where you make yourself throw up when you get like close and you just want it out so you actually 100%. Go and just do that? I've never done that in my life.
What?
I've never made myself throw up.
I like vomiting.
I do not.
But I don't like it like I don't use it.
Adam just ate barf.
Eating disorder.
He just literally ate barf.
I know. It's making me sick, to be honest with you. No, but when I feel that, like I'll probably go pull trigger here in a minute.
There's a whole expression for it.
Yeah, pull trigger. I feel like it's gonna happen anyway. Might as well just get to it, and then I instantly feel better. Does that make sense?
It does. All right. So Padres, Dylan Cease against Michael Wacha of the Kansas City Royals at 5:10 today. Sammy Levitt with the Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 4:10. We got Annie and Elston coming up next, and then I think a little Gwen and Chris at 2:00 to get you ready for the game today. I was jealous a little bit. Jesse seemed like he had a really good night last night, going for barbecue with Mudd, and Dave Marcus and Tony Gwynn Jr. And they actually got the Kansas City barbecue. The ribs looked like a fun off night on the road for that broadcast crew. And you gotta take some fun nights over the course of a long season. Get together with your colleagues and your comrades as you hit the road. But that looked like a very fun evening for those people.
Paulie, have a great trip to Las Vegas. Stay out of the nightclubs, as I know you guys are
big nightclub people.
Big nightclub people.
Paulie only goes to the after-hours clubs, the ones that don't even open until like 2 a.m. That's that's where you're going to find Paulie.
I've been there. It's crazy. Watching the sunrise, walking out of Dre's is the worst moment of your life.
You could actually wake up and go to the after-hours nightclubs, Woods, because you get up so early.
Paulie, make sure you get our special car.
Congratulations to Mario, won the 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair. Congratulations to Mario. So our program director, Adam, just walked in. Don't show him yet. He has a wardrobe on that I don't think he'd dare wear in here if Woodsy was actually in studio and not
a chance.
Safely 25 miles away in his home office. And you'll see what Adam's wearing coming up in just a moment. First, though.
What the hell is it?
First, though, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If you're ready for a new job, and Woodsy might be in just a second, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is your one connection for a summer job in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. That's good news, Woods. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. If you're in our chat, you will see Adam in a second. And if you're not, we'll describe what he's wearing right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So if you missed the story this morning, our boss Adam Klug, we had a package of like 200 Padres rally towels that were sent to us by the Padres to give away at our golf tournament coming up. But instead,
oh my God, this guy.
Instead, Adam started distributing them everywhere around the building, gave Braden a couple of bags full, and now he is joining us wearing what I can only describe as a nun's habit created out of Padres rally towels, Woods, here on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, I can see it. I can see it. And, I hope you heard the opening segment of the day. It was, went back and looked at my text message from Chris Connolly at the San Diego Padres. And he said they were left, to your attention. Your meaning me, Steven. It's not you. Adam Klug. What is your, what the hell happened?
Can I offer you guys a rally towel or 12?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, we don't want to see what's on about 200, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, 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 I need 200 of them.
I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. The Padres are great partners of ours. They drop stuff off for us all the time. And it generally gets dropped off and dropped at my desk. There's no note. There's no, hey, Adam, this is for who is this for, whatever. It's for all the morning shows and all of the talk shows to share and show off and post on social media and do the talking points and promote. Hey, come on out to Tuesday night's game against the Marlins. It's the City Connect belt bag night. You know, come on out, buy your tickets. And so, you know, this time there were like 5 bags. And I have to admit, it was a little odd that there were so many rally towels. But nobody told me what they were for.
Yeah, because
maybe
addressed to Woods.
Fire.
It wasn't maybe addressed to Woods.
It said to my attention.
There what? Chris Connolly, who I love, can say it was to your attention, but there was no note on the top of the bags that said, attention, Ben and Woods.
Maybe you fire off an email that you like to do so much and ask everybody, hey, any idea why the Padres would send some rally towels from a couple of years ago in bulk?
I just, look, Woods, I thought you'd appreciate this. I'm in here, and I'm wearing it. Literally.
You look like one of the girls from The Handmaid's Tale. Off Adam. You know.
Yeah. I think, is it Handmaid's Tale or The Handmaid's Tale?
Whatever it is. Nice. All right, yes. There are the rally towels that we now need to collect from throughout the building and throughout San Diego to try to get back into our golf tournament swag bags.
I did feel really bad, though. I told Woods yesterday I felt like legitimately very, very bad. And I went around the office, and all those pictures that I sent to Woods, I gathered them all up. I still had one bag left. I probably have, I don't know, 100 of them over at my desk. So there's that. And now we've got to kind of go ask Braden to bring back those other ones.
Well, you know what happens at Ben and Woods when someone makes a mistake like that, Adam? Can you reach right over to your right there? You'll see
right over to my right. There's a bean. There's a bunch of the rally towels that I brought in.
There's the bean wheel.
Oh, God.
And just grab the jelly bean wheel and give it a spin.
I deserve this.
And we'll see what comes up on our bean boozled jelly bean wheel. Give it a nice spin and let everybody know what you come
up
with.
These are nice and fresh and been replenished.
They were already disgusting when they're fresh. Now they're extra disgusting. All right, what did you end up with? Blue. What are the
This is buttered popcorn or rotten egg.
Oh, all right. So open it up and find the bean that matches the description there. And pick one of them, and you'll get either buttered popcorn, which is not an unpleasant flavor, or you will get rotten egg, which I had before, and it is a very unpleasant flavor.
Oh, it's making me nauseous. I'm not joking.
Here it comes.
This is the buttered popcorn.
Well, if it isn't the consequences of your actions.
Now, I have done the bean boozled before. I am one for one on good jelly beans.
Is it going to be 2 for 2, or will the universe extract its karmic revenge on Adam Klug?
Mm.
What is it?
Sweet, sweet butter popcorn.
Oh, damn it.
God, son of a
bitch. Damn it.
I don't know why you guys are always complaining about this game. It's easy.
He needs old bandage is what he needs. That's the one. That's the one that sticks with you for
popcorn.
So how many of these rally towels are you saving to give your kids for their birthday,
I'm
holidays?
In such a good mood. Should I go for another bean? Another jelly
bean?
Yeah,
I'm happy. For another
If you're willing to
Tough
risk
guy.
It, give one more spin.
Don't spin it. Just grab one.
Just grab one. Anything you want. Just open the top. One more spin. All right, it's a blue. What could this possibly be?
This is berry blue or toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, toothpaste is easy.
That's not the worst one.
Well, what do you want
to put it back? Just eat it.
Just eat it.
Okay. That's toothpaste. It's not bad.
I mean, that's like the least offensive of the bad ones on the wheel.
It really is. Just keep eating.
Okay, Ben, bad boy Ben. I'll go again.
Oh, no.
I'm letting him pick a jelly bean for me.
Oh.
Hurry up.
Try that one.
So this one is either peach or barf.
Barf is so bad.
It's okay. I've got the minty taste of toothpaste in my mouth. Right?
Uh-huh.
You
Yeah, finally, all right, now he knows the feeling.
Yep. Good.
Now he knows the feeling of pain that we've all endured before. He finally knows what it's like.
It legitimately tastes like throw up.
It's barf.
It makes me want to throw up.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that.
See you back soon. Hope you feel better. We'll see you on Monday, Woody.
I will. See you Monday, bud.
So, Woody, you missed the roundtable yesterday. And I threw out one of my Ben hypotheticals that I like to do in the roundtables, but I didn't get your take on it. And my hypothetical was, all right, Rob Manfred all of a sudden, for whatever reason, has moved the trade deadline up from the end of July to the end of May, and AJ Preller only has a few hours left to make his last deal of the year. What position do you address if you had to make a move right now to improve the San Diego Padres? And this is the last move you can make for the rest of the 2024 season. Yeah, starting pitching. Do you need another bat? Something that, you know, to attack left-handers? Another bullpen arm? What are you addressing with your last move if you had to make it by 2 o'clock today?
I'm going to go try to fleece Peter Bendix again in Miami and get Jesus Luzardo with 2 more years of control, very reasonably priced, and get a frontline starter. That is, you know, the potential. He can be nasty at times, and I think that is a very, very solid move. Because again, if history proves and Fernando starts to mash in June as he always has, and Manny picks it up, and you know, Jurickson plays well, and Jake continues to play well, and Jackson and everybody else, fine. Give me the frontline starting pitching, and we'll roll.
Consensus answer was, you know, a starting pitcher. Now, the other sub question though is, all right, let's say, and let's assume everybody's healthy. You Darvish, and there's nothing wrong. He comes back, he's healthy. If you did add Jesus Luzardo, who are you taking out of your starting rotation? Are you pulling Matt Waldron out right now after what he just did and how he's been throwing? Or do you put Michael King into the bullpen where he pitched with the Yankees before? What do you do with an extra starter?
I mean, again, if we're talking a playoff series, or are we talking a run?
We're talking the rest of this season. What do you do right now?
The rest of this season?
Right now.
Jeez, man. That's a tough one. It's really tough.
Do you take out your least effective starter so far this year, Joe Musgrove, from the starting rotation? I don't.
I do not. No, I don't either. I don't either. But I mean, if it's today because Yu Darvish is not healthy, then it's an easy call, right? Like, get Yu Darvish healthy and ready to go, and Jesus Luzardo steps right in. But I think that frontline starting pitching, especially reasonably priced with years of control left, and look, they're probably going to be reluctant to do a deal with you again after you just murdered them, in my opinion, for Luis Arraez, but stranger things have happened. So that's probably what I would do, Benny. I think about offense and who may be available, and of course, you know, you look at the Mets, and I had a buddy texting me yesterday, got to go get Pete Alonso. I'm like, I don't know, he just got drilled on the hand. He's a huge power bat,
but they say he's going to be okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, he's a rental. He's going to cost a fortune as far as prospects go. But, you know, I mean, J.D. Martinez may be available. He's a professional hitter. I know that muddies the water a little bit.
But, again, let's say you acquired Pete Alonso, because this was brought up on the roundtable. Who are you now taking out of the Padres lineup on a day-to-day basis? Because it's not – I mean, you probably put him at first base. Are you benching Jake? He's had a great season. No, you can't, but you need Luis Arraez out there, so you can't bench him either. And the suggestion was made by Brayden, actually. Well, maybe you move Jake to short and you bench Ha-Sung Kim, who's been struggling this year. And that could be the possibility if you added another bat to the lineup here. You know, I don't know.
That's why adding a DH really kind of muddies the waters, as I said. I don't know. I mean, it's just another. It's a chance to get guys off their feet, I guess. But you can't really get in any kind of groove if you're doing that every single day. So I really don't know what the answer is. DH may not be the smartest fit for this team. You know, another DH, I guess, moving forward. But I don't know. I really don't. And with no guarantee of how Xander's going to play when he comes back, if he comes back, it just kind of leaves everything up in the air. And guys like Manny and guys like Tatis and guys like Ha-Sung Kim, they got to step up. Campy needs to get it going with the stick again, you know, not hitting the ball very well right now at all. So, yeah, there's some holes
and,
for sure.
And that was Craig's answer. He said, honestly, if you're going to go upgrade anywhere, you could go get a catcher, right?
Yeah.
You know, Campy has not been hitting for the last month. He's hitting like 100. And Kyle Higashioka is hitting worse than that. He's hitting 0 for the last month. So, and you're not getting great defense out of either one of them. Is a catcher a position that you'd consider? I think these are all topics that will be interesting as we go forward. None of these moves probably happen right away.
I was just going to ask, like, do you guys see any big moves happening?
No,
like, that was shocking that the Marlins got rid of Arraez.
It was,
so
but part of it is also to stay under the luxury tax. If you're adding a premium player, the later you go, it's prorated. So it helps the Padres stay under the luxury tax by waiting another month to 2 months closer to the trade deadline to acquire anyone because you don't have to pay as much of their salary this season. I don't know. Just something to kind of ponder as we go forward and see how the Padres do this weekend in Kansas City.
Yeah, 100%, man. I hope we get this game in tonight. Ready to watch some Padres baseball again, man. I'm losing it without it.
All right. Before we leave, though, let's...
I'm not ready for that. We're not going to have time.
We're not going to have time for it anyway. All right, well, let's talk about...
It's like 3 minutes long.
We ran out of time at the end for things Ben likes. Would you just want me to just kind of do it ad-lib, just impromptu?
No, I do not want you to do it ad-libbed. I was looking forward to it because I'm actually feeling nauseous right now, so I was going to...
You didn't eat the bean.
Listen for
just
the
just from watching
I know.
Adam eat the bean, it created some post-traumatic bean stress for you.
Potentially. I literally feel like I'm going to throw up in this trash can right now. That'd be good radio if you guys want to hear that. I could probably work that up for you guys. On a Friday.
Do you ever do the thing where you make yourself throw up when you get like close and you just want it out you actually 100%. Go and just do that? I've never done that in my life.
What?
I've never made myself throw up.
I like vomiting.
I do not.
But I don't like it like I don't use it.
Adam just ate
eating
barf.
Disorder.
He
but
just
you know
literally
what I mean?
Ate barf.
I know. It's making me sick, to be honest with you. No, but when I feel that like I'll probably go pull trigger here in a minute.
There's a whole expression for it.
Yeah, pull trigger. I feel like it's gonna happen anyway. Might as well just get to it, and then I instantly feel better. Does that make sense?
It does. All right. So Padres, Dylan Cease against Michael Wacha of the Kansas City Royals at 5:10 today. Sammy Levitt with the Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 4:10. We got Annie and Elston coming up next, and then I think a little Gwen and Chris at 2:00 to get you ready for the game today. I was jealous a little bit, Jesse. Seemed like he had a really good night last night, going for barbecue with Mudd and Dave Marcus and Tony Gwynn Jr., and they actually got the Kansas City barbecue, the ribs. Looked like a fun off night on the road for that broadcast crew. And you gotta take some fun nights over the course of a long season. Get together with your colleagues and your comrades as you hit the road. But that looked like a very fun evening for those people.
Paulie, have a great trip to Las Vegas. Stay out of the nightclubs, as I know you guys are
big nightclub people.
Big nightclub people.
Paulie only goes to the after-hours clubs, the ones that don't even open until like 2 a.m. That's that's where you're going to find Paulie.
I've been there. It's crazy. Watching the sunrise, walking out of Dre's is the worst moment of your life.
You could actually wake up and go to the after-hours nightclubs, Woods, because you get up so early.
Paulie, make sure you get our special cards for Benny that we like to add
to
his collection.
Task.
It's my favorite part of you going to Vegas a couple times a year.
We'll just be walking down the sidewalk, and I'll just kind of veer off away from Megan. She goes, "Where the hell did you go?" I'm like, "You know where I went."
I'm getting these prostitute cards.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
Nudie baseball cards.
Where they slap them.
Yeah, nudie baseball cards.
Get your attention. Yeah. Get you to look at them.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
Paulie, have a really good trip. That is it for us. Have a great week. Woodsy, you can go pull trigger.
See you Monday.
Hopefully we'll see you in studio on Monday after the weekend. Paulie, we'll see you back on Wednesday. Thanks to all the Tier 1s for a really good week. Appreciate it. That's it for us. For executive producer and imaging director Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.